Blog Talk Radio. Come on, song. Goes like this.
We greet you in the awesome, matchless, magnanimous, precious name of Jesus this morning, we say to you, welcome, excuse me, to early Sunday morning prayer. You know, we are going through the change with this weather, but nevertheless, we came to magnify and lift up the name of Jesus. Psalm 96, verses 1 through 4 say, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord, this is what I love, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. We thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. We thank God for renewing his mercies upon us this morning. We didn't wake ourselves up this morning, but we thank God, hallelujah, because he decided to be gracious to us. He decided to renew his mercies upon us this morning, and for that and that alone, we say thank you. We thanking God this morning, hallelujah, for yet, hallelujah, being able to rain upon us, hallelujah, rain upon us fresh manna from on high. Rain upon us the blessings that he want us to walk in. Rain upon us peace in our spirit, peace in our heart, peace with our neighbors, peace in the nation. Oh, we thank God for the peace that surpasses all understanding this morning. We thank God because he said the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man, they avail it much. He said the actual, hallelujah, fervent prayers of the righteous avail it much. Amen, amen. If you're looking for God to bless you, if you're looking for God to open up doors, if you're looking for him to make ways, all you got to do is be consistent with your prayer life. All you have to do is be consistent in calling out to the great God that we serve. Lord God, we're lifting up the bereaved families this morning. We're lifting up the bereaved family of Prophet Michael Lewis. We had a great celebration on yesterday, God. But, oh, God, that celebration don't mean nothing if souls was not impacted, if lives was not changed. We're here this morning, God, because we're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Clean our heart up, Lord God, where we can be a effective witnesses, where we can go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. Help us to be that light that is shining in a dark world. Help us to be that light that our family can be proud, that our family can recognize the God that we serve. He is mighty in our lives. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah for the blood running warm through our veins. We thank you for a new mindset. Hallelujah. We thank you for this first day of December, Lord God, as we embark upon a celebration month, 2 years on Blog Talk Radio. We thanking you, Lord God, because it's you that have given us the strength to do it. It's because of you that we live, we move, and we have our being. Oh, we're grateful this morning as we also embark upon a 21-day fast, calling upon you, asking you to purify our hearts, asking you to saturate our minds and our spirits, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to help us in all of our endeavors, God, asking you to look down upon our families, look down on our children, God, uplift their spirits, encourage their hearts, God. Oh, God, we petitioning you this morning, and we're going to petition you in the month of December to do some miracles, God, to perform the miraculous in our lives, for we know there's nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, as we begin to have a time of reflection for this month of December. Lord God, we want to remember where you brought us from. We want to remember, Lord God, how you healed our families, how you healed our friends, how you healed our sisters and brothers. We want to remember, God, that you put clothes on our backs. You put food on the table. You kept us with a praise in our heart. You protected us and shielded us against the enemy. Hallelujah. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you would lift up a standard against them. Lord, we thank you because none of our children were murdered. We thank you because we wasn't in some of the atrocities that happened in the nation this year. We thank you, Lord God, because our president is yet alive. We thank you for the first family. We thank you for all the pastors and the leaders, Lord God, that are feeding your sheep, God. We thank you for those that are holding up the bloodstained banner. We thank you for those that are yet sitting on the wall. Hallelujah. We want to get the mind of Nehemiah before the year close out. We want to stay on the wall. We want to stay on our post. We want to be watchful. Hallelujah. For you declared in your word that men should watch and pray. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, to be able to see. Help us, Lord God, as we continue on this 21-day fast. Hallelujah, that you would open up our ears where we can hear what does say the Lord to the church. Help us, Lord God, and clear our vision, God, where we can see you and only you. Oh, God, help us to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Help us to give thanks, Lord God, for our whole scripture this month is, what shall we render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto us? What can we give you, Lord, that you would be pleased with? What can we praise you with our lips, God? We're not seeking these tangible things, God. Oh, God, but we're reminded in Matthew 6:33, you say to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And you said all these things shall be. Oh, we're looking for some shall this year. We're looking for some shall this year. There's over 1,000 shells in the body, in the Bible. And Lord God, we want those shells to be in our member. Help us, Lord God, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Help us not to get weary in well-doing. For you said in Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, God, we bless you. We're turning some things around this morning. Hallelujah. We want to see some changes. Hallelujah. We want to see some lives being transformed. Oh, God, we want to be forever in your will, Lord God. Oh, God, we're asking you to teach us. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God. We need your help, for we can't do nothing without you, God. Hallelujah. Help us not to worry. Help us not to fret, for you said in your word that you take care of the lilies of the field, and we know that we are just as precious to you as the lilies. They toil not. Oh, God, help us not to toil. Help us to trust in you, God. Help us to look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. For we know that all of our help come from the Lord. Lord God, we thank you for Prophet Mike this morning. We thank you for Evangelist Joshua this morning. We thank you for our co-host this morning, Sister Ruby Larry. Oh God, we thank you for Sister Arlene this morning. We thank you for another guest we see on the line that we know not of. Oh God, we just thank you, God, because you've been good to us. You've been wonderful. You've been kind. Oh God, and as we celebrate 2 years on Blog Talk Radio, over 65,000 listeners have been impacted at some time or another. Oh God, we asking you, Lord God, to keep us diligent. Keep us faithful, Lord God. Help us, God, to continue to pursue. Hallelujah. Continue, hallelujah, to pursue our destiny in Christ Jesus. We all have a destiny, but some of us don't know what that destiny is. But I guarantee you this morning, if you will continue to seek peace and pursue it, hallelujah, if you would continue to get into your word, if you will continue, hallelujah, to push back your plate, I'm here to tell you that God will open up your understanding. I'm here to tell you that your vision will be clear. I'm here to tell you that you will be able to hear what does say the Lord. Oh, we bless him this morning. Hallelujah. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. Oh, yes, if I was able to change some things, hallelujah, and God granted me that opportunity, I would certainly make some changes. Oh, but I wouldn't take nothing for this journey, because if I changed the journey, I wouldn't be where I am today. Hallelujah. If I wasn't able to go through the tests and the trials, I wouldn't have a praise on my lips this morning. I'd be somewhere in a corner murmuring and complaining. Oh, but I thank God, because I'm looking to the hills from whence coming my help. Oh, God, we don't want to rock the crowd for us. So while you have an opportunity to open up your mouth, give God some praise. Hallelujah. We're going to Prophet Mike to see if he's able to pray this morning. If not, we're going to go to Sister Ruby and then to Evangelist Joshua. Oh, this is early Sunday morning prayer, people. Hallelujah. Get yourself in tune. And when you walk into the house of worship, hallelujah, you don't need a praise team. You don't need nobody to pop and prime you. You can go in with the mindset of knowing how great a God you serve. You can go in with the mindset saying, I'm free, and he that the Son set free is free indeed. You can walk in, going in there saying, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You can go in saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. You can go in with the mindset saying, what can I give you this morning, God? Oh, God, I want to open up my heart. Hallelujah. I want to let you know how appreciative, how thankful, how grateful I am that you spared my life. How grateful I am to be in the body of Christ. How grateful I am to have a shelter. How grateful I am to have food. How grateful I am to have the blood of Jesus covering my family, to have the blood of Jesus covering this nation as a whole. Oh, I bless him this morning. Come on, Prophet Mike. Yeah, you know the most fire. Thank you, Jesus.
God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne humbly, but yet boldly, O God, that we may attain mercy and grace to help in time of need, Father. We pray for forgiveness of every sin, seen, unseen, sins of boldness and sins of coldness. Father, we give unto you today the glory that is due unto your name. We worship you, Lord, and the beauty of holiness, Father, for there is none likened unto you, O God. Father, we thank you for the gifts that you have blessed us with on this day, God. We thank you for the gifts that you have blessed us with down through times past, Father. Lord, I want to thank you for yesterday, O God, how you blessed my family, God. I just ask you that you would continue to lead, guide, to strengthen, to uphold, to uplift, to mold, to shape, oh God, in the fashion that you design, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you like clay is in the potter's hand. My family is in your hand, oh God. Father,
thank
I lift
you,
up
Jesus.
Every family, God, in their moment of bereavement, that you will lift up every bowed and hung down head, straighten out every crooked and wayward path, but comfort ye their trouble, their troubled mind. I pray for the war-torn countries, God, that you would send them comfort in the name of Jesus, causing them to lift up their eyes unto the hill from which cometh their help. God, realizing that their help come from you, the creator, the maker, the giver of every good and every perfect gift is from you, from above, oh God. Well, Heavenly Father, we ask you to touch every president, every king, queen, prince, the princesses, the dukes, the earls, the prime ministers, God, all those that are in authority, we ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. We even lift up the dictators throughout the world, God. Not their will, but let your will be done, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
God,
we pray for the Americas, God, a country that is going back on you, Father, not according to what was drafted by the forefathers in the Constitution, God, nor when they assembled themselves in prayer, oh God. But we ask you, Father, before it's everlasting too late, before you turn back to your chosen Israel, that you will forgive America and her backsliding. You will forgive the people that have begun to hoard things unto themselves, those that have created idols and worshiping others, God, strange God, God, caught up in the fornication of their lustfulness, God. Oh, God, we lift up them right now in the
name
of Jesus and ask you to have mercy according to your love and the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out all our transgressions, but most of all, God, wash us thoroughly with your hyssop, making us whiter. There's no,
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, create in us a clean heart, God. Renew the right spirit within us, God. For there are many spirits that have gone out into the world, God. But you said you are a spirit. They that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, the Lord is that spirit, and you said where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We pray for liberty of your people this morning, God. All those that are naming the name of Jesus Christ to depart from their sins in the house of Jacob, from their every church worldwide, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for the power to come down on today, oh God, strengthening your people, encouraging your people, God, moving your people in the vast direction in which you have chosen for us to go, God, that we will be a light that cannot be hid upon a hill, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray that you let our light so shine that men, women, boys, and girls everywhere see the light and glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. Father, we pray that you would allow us to humble ourselves. Not you humble us, but allow us to humble ourselves before your great and mighty hand. God, we worship you this morning. We give you the glory. We give you all the honor. And Father, I pray all that we say, all that we do, bring your name praise. For you said that your name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and we are saved. These we ask in the precious name of Yahshua, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby, our evangelist Joshua. Thank you, Jesus. Your eyes are open. God bless you this morning.
God bless everybody on the broadcast. I just thank Jesus Christ for his faithfulness and his love and mercy towards his people. I just thank him today. Say thankful. I think all your title all this week was giving thanks to Jesus Christ. The family here. You know, I love to say royal family, baptized believers in Jesus' name, and his precious people that's filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, I just every prayer that had went forth for me. You know, I was at a state this week, last week, where my daughter had passed, and this is the 2-year anniversary of her birthday. And about 2 weeks prior to that, I got so despondent in my spirit. And I said, Lord, you know, I'm saved. I just don't know where to go. But, you know, when I think about just backing up, I say, Lord, you know, every year it's like it affects you. So many of y'all have had your family to pass away. But, Lord, I say, I thank you for your saints. I thank him today for the saints on the broadcast. That even though I didn't come on, I took Thursday and Friday, but I was so despondent. I was at a place where it was like, I don't know, Lord, whether I'm ready to go and serve you or not. But I could hear Evangelist Bernard praying for me. You know it's hard, but you're going to go through. I can hear Liberal Democrat Mike. I mean, I can hear the family of Jesus Christ on this Block Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection, that poured out the love, that poured out what the Lord asks us to do, to be sisters and brothers and to share and to be there for your sister and your brother. But I couldn't feel it. My heart was broken. It was just broken in two. And I said, Lord, you got to get it off of me. I don't know where I'm going or how I'm going to do it. I was just so despondent that I say, I don't know. My only child, you know, 2 years, wasn't sick. Didn't have no outside of being sick, but was sick within, but didn't register. But it's just devastating. Every year it go by, get a little better. But it's like I can't focus. I couldn't do anything, but I just, Jesus Christ, his dues, because what can I render unto the Lord this morning? And I say, Lord, I render to you this family of Jesus Christ, New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. When Evangelist Bernard said such and such about each and every one of us that we're going through, we start praying.
Sincere,
coming from our heart and mind and soul into the Lord. I want to say this morning that I felt it in my heart, and it mended me. It mended me. I was broken. I was just so broken. I said, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Can I do? What can I do? I want to go, but I can't go. I don't feel, and I know it wasn't his fault because we're not here to stay forever because we got to go to the other side. But is this so devastating? And I said, Lord, you got to help me to get past this. You got to help me to keep on working for the kingdom because you have set me in with a family that truly loves you and love God people. And when you call serve, you call for help, you call to pray for me, for Evangelist Bernard, y'all ready to pray, and you keep praying, and you keep praying, and I'm just so thankful this morning to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because he know who we are, he know we are in his royal family, and he knows what to call and get you back online. I just thank him this morning. I called this morning and I hung the phone up. I said, I didn't want to go on no switchboard. I don't want to go. But I have to go because the Lord, I haven't finished my assignment. So I thank each and every one of y'all for praying for me and being concerned and knowing that the Lord will bring me back. He has to bring me back. His word, and I say, Lord, I thank you for Evangelist Bernard. I say, because she will call everybody and call out everybody, whatever you're going through, if you want to give her your personal testimony, whatever, be aired on the broadcast. She's going to pray. She's going to ask the prayer warriors on the line to pray. She just going to keep on saying she's going to go to the bereaved family. She just going. So I just thank the Lord today for all of his benefits and bringing me back. And with the prayers, because my heart was this broken. My heart have to be with the mind of Jesus Christ. It has to be with this flesh, thinking of this flesh. I thank you because I have overcame as you had allowed me to come to overcome through the saints, through the bishops,
Lord.
Through the prophets, through whatever, and it was sincere. So I just say, Lord, what can I give you for all the benefits that you have given to me? And that's the love and keep working into your ministry. So, and I ask for strength and counsel and guidance through the Lord that I can make it through this year. So God bless each and every one on the line. And I just want to say I thank y'all for praying for me. I thank you even when you may have thought about me and you say, Lord, help her. I say, Lord, that just blessed me. It took me 6 days, but my heart is better. And I say thank you through Destiny Family. And all God's people, amen. I'm going to go back to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Hallelujah. If nothing else works, just know that prayer will work. And I open up with this, the factual fervent prayers of the righteous. It availeth much. We've been praying for you, Sister Ruby. Glory to God. Sometimes people don't know what you're going through, but I've been there. I lost a child. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby's daughter died of a natural death. Mine was murdered. Ah, glory to God. But the impact is no less. You don't see it. And you always have your moments. Hallelujah. But I thank God because if we stay connected, if we don't disconnect, God will help us. And I thank God for the prayers of the righteous. I thank God for the women and men that come on this line. I tell you, as I look at Evangelist Joshua's on the line, you know this, and I'll be talking about that this week because we're going to be doing a whole celebration. We've already prayed, and I'm just going to go on into a few little announcements that this month we will be celebrating 2 years on this Blog Talk Radio. And I'm telling you, I just believe this radio segment has saved some lives, have changed some lives, have caused people to be more serious about their soul. Amen. This is what it's about. It's about our soul salvation. Amen. And I remember just how this ministry was even birthed. It was birthed out of a place of pain. Oh, but I heard the Lord say, launch out into the deep. Glory to God. When he told Peter to launch out into the deep, I heard God saying, launch out. I didn't know nothing about hosting no radio broadcast, but the Lord told me to launch out. And he said, don't you go nowhere. Stand still. And I have stood here in Stockton. In the midst of pain, in the midst of disappointment, in the midst of frustration, in the midst of misdirection, hallelujah, not knowing which way to go. Oh, but I thank God that I stand in the vine. And honey, if you stay connected to the vine, you don't have to worry about being, you don't have to worry about anything becoming despondent. Hallelujah. If you stay in the vine, hey, baby, there's life in the vine. So I want you to know, Sister Ruby, prayer still works because we've been praying for you. We love you. We appreciate you. And I tell you, Sister Ruby didn't want to get on this on the switchboard. She said, I don't want to do that. I'm retired, and I just want to enjoy my life. I don't want to do nothing that I don't want to do. And she had worked for an opportunity to have that type of pleasure, to have that type of rest in her life. But the Lord touched her heart to come on and start opening up this switchboard. And truly, I prayed for help. And she's been faithful, she's been diligent, and she's been prompt. Amen. And I thank God for that. I thank God for Evangelist Joshua being on the line with us today. I tell you, this woman of God, she don't know. We don't talk every day, and I know sometimes our seasons change. And, you know, when your grandparents and you have to deal with your children and your grandchildren and your great and all of that, honey. It's not something that you can just wave on. Amen. Your time is not your own. But I thank God for Evangelist Joshua. She was one of the pillars also that started out with us in this ministry, and also Prophet Michael Lewis. So this month I will be paying tribute to those that have stood in the fire. Hallelujah. And I know it was heated up seven times hotter, but you all have stayed in the fire because you love the Lord, not Sister Benoit. You all have worked out your own soul salvation. You all have contributed and supported this ministry because of your love for God and God's people. And I truly don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. Amen. I thank God for even seeing my sister on the line right now. Sister Dawn, my sister, this is my biological sister. Excuse me, been with me throughout the entirety of this, but she's the only family member that I can consistently look to for support. I mean, finances and just coming on the line while she's at work. I thank God for you, my sister. You have been an encouragement to me. I thank God for you. I even see Sister Donna Shaw. She's been on the line with us since then, Steph. So it's a blessing to see so many of you all on today on early Sunday morning prayer. We usually don't have about 3 to 5 people on the line. But today is December the 1st, and we started our 21-day fast last night at midnight. Now, Sunday, I thought Sunday was appropriate time to begin this fast because most of us go into the house of the Lord, and we in church at 2 and 3 in the evening anyhow. So it's almost 4 o'clock before we eat. So we're doing this 21-day fast from midnight to 4 to 21 days. And one meal a day. This week is one meal a day. Next week we may eliminate meats and all, no red meats at all, just vegetables. But we'll give you all the format as the week progresses. But I want everybody that is going on this 21-day fast, I want you to write your petition. Write it down, what you're expecting the Lord to do, not in 2014, before the year closed. We have some expectations. So write it down. What you're looking to change in your life, what you're looking to do for the Lord this coming year and as the year closed out, how you want to be more faithful to reading your word, more faithful to fasting once or twice a week, more faithful to going out into the highways and the hedges. Some of us may want to go into the nursing homes. Some of us may want to go into the rehab facilities. Some of us may want to go and visit the jails, visit the juvenile facilities, and just encourage somebody. There's work to do. Anybody saying that they don't have nothing to do, honey, you're not telling the truth, because there's much work to do. So thank God for Sister Donna Shaw being on the line. Brother Mike, I tell you, I'm asking all of you that will make the sacrifice and come on this six-hour telethon. It starts Friday at midnight, California time, and we have people that's going to be participating from the East Coast, the West Coast, the North, and the South. Amen. We have so many speakers until we have to put a chart together to try to give people at least 15 to 20, no more than 25 minutes to minister or to speak a prophetic word or however the Lord leads you. We have intercessors that's going to be coming in between those speakers speaking and pleading the blood, declaring and decreeing. I tell you, God is going to do something. Amen. So I'm just thankful. I see, you know, this is 5 people that started out with us. Prophet Mike was the first one. And I'll never forget the first message was unity in the body. And I was on my way to see my sister Danielle, and I couldn't see the switchboard. And Prophet Mike got on the line, and he ministered the word, unity in the body. Amen. So we're going back to visit that. I said, Sister Corinthian Jones here with her, and just thanking God for just her and her family. I tell you, when I think on all that God has really done in our lives, you know, we shouldn't ever murmur. We shouldn't ever complain. When we think about how gracious and how kind God has been to us, hallelujah, something down on the inside should well up inside of us. Amen. So I'm going to go to Sister Donna Shaw and just have a word from her this morning. We've already prayed, so we're just kind of giving out some announcements right now, because this whole month of December is going to be a month to remember. Remember what God has done for us on this radio broadcast. So, so good to see you, Sister Donna. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God, and everyone on the line. I'm thankful for that post that you posted regarding the fast, because this is a time in my life where I feel like I'm really, you know, encountering a lot of battles, and this fast is going to come at a more perfect time. And even just, you know, being with the broadcast in the beginning is where I did learn about fasting and praying and laying, you know, before the Lord and consecration. So it's truly a blessing to come in right at this again. It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that and the marathon as well, and this ministry has truly been a blessing to me in my life, and I thank you so much, Evangelist. To God be the glory.
Amen. I had the privilege of Sister Donna is in our area, in the Los Angeles area, and had the privilege of going down, meeting her twice, and just a fellowship, and just she just had such a sweet and engaging spirit, I tell you. Had a chance to fellowship with her at our Uncle Winston's church there in Los Angeles. So we appreciate you. I tell you, woo, Lord, my heart is so full this morning. I tell you, it is full because I'm seeing what God is doing in the lives of the saints, what he's doing in our family, even with Sister Donna praying for a daughter and a son. Our God changed some situations. Woo, God, it's always good to know you have somebody that's praying with you and for you. I'm going to go and see if my sister Dawn, if she can say anything. God bless you, Dawn. Okay, I don't know if she's driving or what have you. Let's go to Sister Arlene. She's always at work. We appreciate Sister Arlene out of New York. She has been faithful and come on the line and listen. She don't have very much to say, but we certainly thank God for you, Sister Arlene.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you guys today?
Doing great, doing great. Just wanted to see if you wanted to share a word or just have a comment. However, we appreciate you.
Oh, no, I just appreciate you guys always. I'm looking forward to participating in the fast. So definitely think it's coming at a good time, and especially as we enter 2014, you know, we'll be already positioned. We'll be starting in the year. We'll be starting before the year starts so that, you know, he can start working on it right away in terms of giving us all the blessings, because we're honoring him before the time even comes. So I'm thankful for you know, choosing this time to do a fast. I think it's at a great time. Thank you.
Amen, amen. I thought it was great. I said, well, we'll get this in here before the Christmas holidays. Well, won't nobody be disappointed, and you can have your little feast and enjoy your family and what have you. But you know what? I tell you, after you come off this fast and during those holidays, those few holidays, those Christmas holidays, you're going to feel so much better. I just believe we're going to be able to witness to some people sitting at our dinner table Amen. And we're going to go into this new year with a revived spirit. Amen. With a renewed mind. Amen. We want to hear from Sister Corinthia Jones, and then we'll hear from Sister Ruby and Prophet Mike, and we're going to close on out after that. Sister Corinthia, amen.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. I appreciate God for being here this morning. I thank and appreciate God for Sister Adrienne Bernard. She's been a blessing and a great inspiration in my life. I thank and appreciate God for this broadcast put on her heart and her spirit to do. I believe that this, I'm almost 100% sure that this broadcast, I know that we're living in the 11th hour. And this broadcast, I believe God is trying to get us ready for his coming, for the coming of Christ. And this broadcast has been such a great blessing to the listeners, to the hearers, and she's constantly talking about the fasting and the praying and the deliverance and just so many different things, and there's been deliverance going on through the broadcast. You know, so many different ones have been getting delivered, people been getting healed. So many great things has been happening on this broadcast, and if you just grab a hold to all the different messages and the different prophetic words and things that's been going forth, if you hold on to that and you walk in it and you live it, you will be healed, you will be saved, you will be delivered. And just hold on to Jesus and know that Jesus is soon to come. And I'm here to encourage you with those words to let you know that Jesus is soon to come. Hold on to Jesus and don't let go. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Ooh, oh, I like that. Hold on to Jesus and don't let go. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going back to Sister Ruby, then I'll go back to Prophet Michael Lewis and have him to close us on out. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Has just been a blessing. I tell you, I thought I had stick to this, but she stick to it. She's prompt, she's diligent, and she on her post, baby. There's nobody going to say she wasn't ready and she wasn't on time. So we thank God for Sister Ruby. She has been such a great supporter of this ministry and this radio broadcast. And even my family, you know, me and my grandchildren, she has just been a great, and we just love her and appreciate her. So, Sister Ruby, God bless you.
Oh, God bless everybody else on the line. I just thank Jesus for allowing me to say what was in my heart and how the broadcast have brought me back to where I needed to be. And I just thank you for each and every family member that's on this broadcast that Jesus Christ has called, because we don't see your faces. Some of them we know, very few, but all the rest of them he has brought on this broadcast. We hear you by your voice and, you know, say, know your spirit. So I just said, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to come on today, because I wasn't coming on. I just wasn't coming, wasn't going to hook up nothing. But the Lord say it's time. You have to do it my way and my will. And through the word of Jesus Christ. So God bless everybody, and thank you so very much.
Amen, amen, amen. One thing I can say about Sister Ruby, and I've learned this through knowing her for a couple of years, that she don't wrestle or try to box with God. If God said it, and she know in her spirit that the Lord spoke it, it's nobody and nothing is going to move off of that. She going to stick to what God has spoken in her spirit. Amen. And, you know, sometimes we waver. But Sister Ruby don't have a wavering spirit. If she said the Lord said it, and you tell her the Lord told you, she said that settles it. If you say God said it, I'm going to leave it alone. Amen. So thank God for Sister Ruby. God bless you. We go on to Brother Mike, Prophet Mike. Mike has been like a fixture in my life, and even with my family, he's been a strong advocate for my sister that's been in prison 20 years. And I tell you, he tell people about Danielle everywhere he go. I said, sometimes I don't open up and tell people about Danielle because I'd be doing something else. But he never failed. I missed an opportunity to tell people about Danielle's case. So we just appreciate Prophet Mike and thank God for what he's doing in his life. We're going to go back to him and let him close us out with a word of prayer and their final remarks. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord again. Truly, it's a blessing to be on the broadcast. I was just reflecting on when you said how it started and where I was. I was living in Escondido, California, when you started the broadcast, and I would be on the college campus. Yeah, I would be in the library, and 1 o'clock would hit. I would have to excuse myself, sneak out the hall, and right in the hallway on the college campus is where I was speaking. So the times that in the inception when it first started, I would leave out of class and go into the hallway for a whole hour and do the broadcast. And God has tremendously blessed me with my studies for the last several semesters. I've been a 4.0 A student in all 5 classes. He blessed me this year where I only take 4 classes this semester. Next semester, I only have to take 2 classes. So he's blessing me on my way out of the college arena. I will be getting ready to graduate in May if I stay on the helm of the last 2 classes I got to take. Again, it has been a blessing, and it's attributed to Sister Adrian, first of all, for speaking to me when I was going through something at church. God used her to witness to me, and I stayed. I stayed on the post. And then it was meeting Danielle when he introduced Danielle into my life. I'm telling y'all, my whole world changed. It changed instantly. First of all, hearing Sister Adrian was at prayer. Now, I was complaining to God about being addicted on drugs. This is what I was crying to God about. And when Sister Adrian got to praying and telling God about her sister, and I think at that time it had been 15 going on 16 years, and she got 3 lives, and I'm like, oh, man, what is you complaining about? You tripping. You ain't got no issue. You ain't got no problem. Who is this young lady got 3 lives? So God moved my heart while in prayer. I shut it up, listened at Sister Adrian, finished praying, and then when she went, she was the secretary of the church. When she went in there and did the things secretary job do, I was stuck on the altar. I'm like, okay, God, what do I do now? He said, go in there and find out about her. So I asked Sister Adrian, hey, is there any information I can have on your sister? And, man, she hit some button, and next thing it was like 7-8 pages. And I'm like, wow. And I just went in back into the altar and reading what was going on. Then I came and say, hey, would it be okay if I could write your sister? He said, sure, she would love that. And, man, ever since that first letter, oh, my God, just having a response back from Danielle and then start telling me things that she needed. Can I look into this for her? Can I reach this person? And I made it my business. I don't care where you located, what office you stuck in. If Danielle need me to contact you, then guess what? You in trouble, because I'm not going to stop till you finally answer that phone. And there's a lot of them out there that I didn't dealt with. They even tell Danielle, don't tell Michael this, don't tell him that, because I'd be on their helmet. So I thank and praise God that if it wasn't for Danielle, I wouldn't be sitting here, I wouldn't be saved, locked up in a crazy house, or dead for sure. But I thank and praise God, and it's just a blessing to be into Sister Adrian's family. I've met a few of them down in New Orleans, Miss Barbara, her mama especially, Errol, her brother, love them dudes, Andrew and Vernie. Man, it's a gracious family that you know, I see her love and her passion for her family, so I want to do anything and everything I can to assist her and witness into her family, because she learned on yesterday at my sister's home going that the 2 brothers, the first 2 people I ever witnessed to in my life, they're saved. One is a pastor, the one is an elder, but I was instrumental in bringing their entire family. One by one, I picked them off and caught them in different areas in their walk in life. Gangster, one was a gangster, and shooting out and shooting up people, beating up people, selling drugs, went back into the roughest territories and brought them out. I wasn't worried about me dying, you know, because God was my protection. I didn't fear man. I feared God. And God told me to go out into the highways and the hedges, compelling them to come, that his house might be filled. And that's what I literally tried to do. Every church that I went to, I literally tried to help fill the house of God, because that was what I was commanded to do. So, Sister Adrian, again, thank you for the opportunity for ever meeting you and your family, allowing me to become associated with you in any manner. For all those of you that are on the line, thank and praise God for your divine connection to such a great woman of God at such a time as this. Yes, God is supposed to kick down some doors, tear down some borders, and enlarge the territories that we can go in. And he said, I give you houses that you didn't build. I give you fields that you have not planted. So it's time for us to go into the vineyard and reap that which we didn't sow. So, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, oh God, thanking you for a great day. Thanking you for your servant, God, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and those that have helped, Sister Ruby, Sister Pat, Joshua, Donna, her sister, Dawn, in the name of Jesus, Sister Corinthian, even Prophet Harrison, God, for all those, Liberal Democrat, and I don't know all the other speakers that have engaged, but you know them all, God. You bless each and every one of them, God, because you said in your word you would not forget their labor of love, and you're not slack concerning your promises, as some men count slackness, oh God, but you are able to sustain and to give whatsoever they desire. So I'm touching and agreeing with the collective, God, that we shall have whatsoever we say, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, a bountiful blessing upon Sister Adrian and all those that are associated with her, God, that you will continue to lead, guide, bless in the name of Jesus. Stir up every gift that is dormant, God. Cause us to rise at thine appointed time in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against every spirit that would exalt itself, oppose itself against your will. We bring it to the obedience of your word, God. We say what you say. And you said this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, we know we have the petition desired of you. We thank you for hearing our voice on today. So here thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that the people of the earth might fear thee, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house, that this broadcast is called by your name. This we ask in the precious name of Yahshua, Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. We're going to close out with Open Up My Heart.
Meet you on tomorrow.
Festivities. We're giving God some praise. Remember, your fast is 12 midnight to 4. Amen. Soon in the morning at 1 o'clock. God bless you all. Have a beautiful Sunday.
The wrong thing to do. I'm so afraid. Afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I lover of my soul, the captain of my sea.